Are you ready to excel? Excel with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat Live. We'll explore topics from family, religion, finances, health, healing, and transformation. Dr. Gina's platform is your springboard to excel. Transformation is just a chat away. Let's talk about it, family.
Hello there, and welcome. Good morning to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. What an exciting show that we have for you today. This is going to be a great show. I got my girl, Sherelle, joining us. You remember her R&B singer, Sherelle, who used to do duets with Alexander O'Neal. She is actually going to be joining us today and just kicking it with us, basically. And then I have, which I'm so excited about, Michael Edward Clearman. He's an author. We have Elise Murray joining us again. She's going to be talking to us about her relationship with God and the entertainment business. So this is going to be a power-packed show, and I'm just truly just on fire for it. But let me get started. Some of you that follow me on social media knows that this was a very big weekend for Dr. Gina R. Prince's ministry. We were at the Zora Conference this weekend in Florida, and it was very, very fulfilling. I'm telling you, it was so much joy to be a part of that event. And so we are definitely looking forward to it next year. And so, again, we are just excited about what happened. So I am just sitting up here trying to catch up on my breath, and because it was just such a day, every day, it was filled with so much. So, but I want to go on and talk about now the giveaway that we have. I'm actually giving away two tickets for a Michael Jackson tribute tour. It's going to be in Richmond, Virginia, and also in Charlotte, North Carolina this Friday. In Richmond, Virginia, I have two tickets for someone, and in Charlotte, North Carolina, February the 12th, I have two tickets for someone there. If you are in the surrounding areas or in any of those cities, you need to contact me on Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com and say, hey, Dr. Gina, and the city that you're in, and whoever is the first person to email me, hey, Dr. Gina, and the city that you're in at Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com, then you will be able to be a winner for two tickets for Richmond, Virginia and Charlotte, North Carolina. Again, those dates are the 5th on Friday for Richmond, Virginia and Charlotte, North Carolina on the 12th. And it is the Invincible Tour, the Michael Jackson Tribute Invincible Tour. This is going to be a very good concert. I'm going to be there in Richmond. So if you are there, and you are the winner, you can meet me, and I would also have something else for you to take home with you. So this is a very exciting event. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be taking footage there so you can be able to see what you need to get, and so you can get your tickets. And if I have the tickets near you in the future, because it's a tour, I'll make sure that I'll get them right to you. We also got two tickets. Oh, I just got this. Two tickets February the 20th for the Warner Theater. So if you are in the DMV area, I have two tickets for you there. Wow, look at the giveaways. They just keep on coming. Again, we got Richmond, VA on the 5th, Charlotte, North Carolina on the 12th, and DC at the Warner Theater on the 20th. I have two tickets for each of those dates. And I'm really excited about this. I just wanted to catch you up on everything. January the 31st. This past January 31st at midnight was the last day for the jingle competition, and I am so excited to say that we have narrowed it down to a winner. And that winner will, the jingle will be debuted on the 17th. Woo, and it is fire, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm excited because I've listened to it over and over again. It's catchy, it's fast, it's upbeat. It is a special thing. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat is doing great things, and I'm so glad for the support for all the listeners worldwide. It keeps growing and growing, and this is just the best thing ever. BBS Radio is just the bomb.com radio station to be with. So I'm so glad that we have merged together, and I'm working with them as a team with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But we're going to move on with the show, and we have coming up right after the message, we have Michael Edward Clearman coming on. Michael Edward Clearman is coming on. He's an author, and he'll be sharing with us his transition from being a pastor to a businessman. So you don't want to miss this, so stay with us.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stanis. You know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. I've just written a book called The Last Night, A Caregiver's Journey Through Transition and Beyond. And it's my life story, and I talk about my transition with my mom through Alzheimer's. So it's a wonderful book. It has great information. And right now, you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hey, Michael.
Well, good morning. How are you, Dr. Gina?
Good morning, Michael Edward Clearman. How are you doing?
Well, as I always say, blessed and highly favored.
Well, that is really, I'm so glad because, you know, we've talked and chatted a little bit in the fall. And so it's been a long time coming, but you're finally here today.
Well, I'm very honored, Dr. Gina, and thank you so much for the work, the great work you do. Trying to get out positive messages for the country, and I'm very happy to be part of your team.
Michael, you know what, and I'm so glad that you are and that we're together doing positive things. This is really really a blessing because since Dr. Gina's Radio Chat has started, you know, there's so many of us like-minded people. You know, God has really raised up an army to spread the good news and be transparent and just share our life's journeys to let people know that they're not alone and that they can too come out and do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. And just to know that every one of us have had some kind of encounter with him, whether we believe or not. And so this is what's such a beautiful thing is that when we become, you know, come together and we're like-minded to spread the word, we find that there's more and we multiply. And so this is why I'm so honored, you know, to link up with you and so many other of the guests and people that I've met through this time. It's such a great situation. So I want to talk about the fact, just briefly, you and I had discussed personally about being in a pastoral role. And, you know, with just, you know, plain and simply, you know, we both have, well, I know for me, I've also had a ministry and God had told me to close the ministry down to focus more on a wider range of getting the message out. And it didn't mean that I still wasn't a minister of the gospel. It didn't take away my title. It just meant that I wasn't in the four walls in a building any longer, that it was now on internet and now, you know, coming into TV and things like that. Can you tell us about that transition for you when you finally went from being a pastor into the businessman? But then so many things, Michael, you're a part of. You have the organization, you write, and you're, you know, an author, and you write poems. I mean, you do everything. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, I can, and I think it would be helpful for the listeners to understand a little bit before I became a pastor of a church in Texas. I was a businessman in my early life, and I grew up, Dr. Gina, in a humble home in Texas with very wonderful parents and wonderful brothers. But my training in college and afterwards was dedicated to becoming as wealthy as I could be because I came from such a humble background. And what I found at the end of that rainbow was not a pot of gold. It was a disaster morally, financially, in every sense of the word. I made a lot of money, but I left my roots of growing up in a Christian home and with Christian grandparents. What I did was in my early 30s, I had an epiphany I realized that there was something more to life than making a lot of money. And I didn't know what that was, but as God intended, I ended up going to seminary and became a minister. And it was through that process of pastoring, I brought not only my business mind and acumen, I brought a heart for hurting people. And you said something very key, Dr. Gina. You said, I left the four walls of a ministry to expand my ministry outside those four walls. I preached and taught my church members that the church was not the four walls. The church and the ministry was outside the four walls where the hurting people were. And that's what I've focused my ministry on. We attracted a lot of hurting people to the little church I pastored in Texas. So I took that experience of being a pastor, a businessman, and I expanded my ministry outside the four walls by becoming a professional fundraising consultant for nonprofits. So I traveled the length and breadth of this land and was blessed by God with my colleagues to help raise over $200 million for what I call good people doing great work.
Wow.
And it was through that experience, Dr. Gina, of being a pastor for 8 years and then a fundraising consultant for 10 years, which I know will age me to your listeners. They're doing the math. I've had a lot of experience in relating to people from the CEOs of some of the largest corporations in this country to homeless people on the streets of Chicago that I spent a lot of time with. And what I've learned is that God has put us all on the earth for a reason. We have a purpose. We have a calling. And I'm grateful that you're following your calling. I followed mine down the path of being now a writer. I'm writing about a lot of the experiences I experienced across the length and breadth of the country. And a lot of my poetry is focused on the human experience. That's basically just kind of where I'm at now. I would like to talk about, you know, if you would like to, my vision for helping some of the downtrodden people in this country to turn their lives around.
Yeah, let's go into it. Sure.
Okay. Through my fundraising career and learning the needs of people from a variety of walks of life, I came to the conclusion a couple of years ago that we were not going to see a fundamental change in the poverty level of this country and the people who struggle to realize the American dream until we did something drastically different.
Right.
You know, it's the old adage that if you keep on doing what you've always done, you're always going to get what you always got.
Yes.
And, you know, the paradigm, we needed to have a paradigm shift in this country. And so I proposed to the governor of the state of Texas. In fact, I testified before the state legislature on judicial affairs that we've got to stop incarcerating young people and then them graduating from juvenile prison to adult prison and perpetuating the cycles of poverty and ignorance and drug addiction. We're going down the wrong path. And I'm very passionate about this, and I would really like for your listeners to understand that there is a way to turn around the terrible condition of many of our inner cities and our youth that have lost hope in the American dream, and that we can do it in one generation if we will make a radical change in the way that we approach poverty and single-parent families in this country. And this is the plan. We will go into cities across this land. We'll start in some of the most troubled urban areas of America, and we will coalesce around the people that are doing good work there already, because you don't want to reinvent the wheel. And what you do is you create what I call a coalition of the willing. Now, I want you to think about that for a minute. Coalition of the willing. What
right.
that simply means is there are nonprofits and for-profit organizations working to try to make a difference in these young people's lives, but they're a lot of times duplicating and triplicating services, And a lot of these kids are falling through the cracks because we don't have a coordinated effort with a common mission and a common vision. Now, I realize I've already fought this battle, so trust me, it's not easy to get all these people to work together for one common cause. But I want your listeners to think of this. As difficult as this task would be to get people to work for one common cause and to get the money funneled into these cities and in a coordinated effort so that we can make the best use of the resources we're given, think about history. Think about every time this country has faced a crisis, and go all the way back to the Civil War, and you can bring it forward. Every time that we've had a crisis in this country, good people have banded together for the common cause to get a momentous thing done. And that's what we can do, Dr. Gina. It can be done. It's going to have to take what I call the coalition of the willing. Willing to put egos aside. Willing to put pride aside. Willing to put their own agendas aside so that we can lift up the youth of this country and turn around America in one generation if we will create a safety net so that every child has a chance to get a fair and decent education, to have decent health care, to have go to school every day with a food in their tummy. Those are the basic things that you and I and many Americans take for granted, that we know that there are millions of American teenagers and children who are doing without. That is the umbrella of my plan. I have many specifics. I can quote statistics out, you know, till the cows come home. But that's basically my vision for turning around America in one generation to create a national effort of a coalition of the willing, one agenda, one mission, and that's to lift up the children of this country and quit incarcerating them and start graduating.
Well, listen, tell me how people can get in contact with you. Well, before you do that, can you please tell me how, you know, the response is for the people that you have been discussing this with, please?
Yes, I can tell you that from the governor's office of the state of Texas to the state legislature to friends of mine that are heads of large nonprofit organizations working with troubled children, they all say, you know, Mr. Clearman, that's a great idea. That's a wonderful idea. That's a big idea. But we're not sure we can get people to work together. And you know what I say to that, Dr. Gina? I say anything that is as crucial and essential as stopping the rising prison population in this country and helping these young people, there's not anything more important than that. It's important for my children's future and my grandchildren's future that we have we leave them with a better world. That's worth trying to put this coalition together. And the response I've got is no one says it's a bad idea. No one says that it won't work. They say that it's going to be too difficult to get people to work together.
Okay. Well, Michael, how can everybody get in touch with you? Leave us your social media, your email address, so we can go ahead and people that are willing to connect with you on this mission can go ahead and get in contact with you.
Well, the best way to get in contact with me would be through my email, because I do check my email every day. It's simply my name, Michael, and that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name Clearman, C-L-E-A-R-M-A-N, 57, @gmail.com.
Well, Michael, I know that people are going to be emailing you because this is a passion for this nation at this point. We want to be able to help, you know, poverty-stricken families, single moms, and et cetera. And this is just such a great mission. And I'm so glad that you were able to join us on the show today to share your passion. And may God continue to bless you and increase you for staying out of the four walls and going into the four corners of the earth. Amen.
Amen and amen. Dr. Gina, I'm going to leave you with something I penned years ago, and I share it with every young person I meet, no matter where I meet them.
Okay.
Pursue your passion and you will possess your purpose.
All
Pursue
right.
your
well,
passion.
You.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael. We thank you so much. And you take care. God bless you, okay?
Bless you and your ministry. And we'll talk soon, Dr. Gina. Take care.
All righty. Thank you.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle, and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Martha Munizzi, and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Elise Murray is with us, and she will be discussing... Elise, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. How are you, Dr. Gina?
Good morning to you, sister. Listen, I wanted you to go ahead and tell us, because you were on last show, and I, you know, the time, because of the technical difficulty, I had to bring you back on because I wanted to hear, and I wanted the listeners to listen and hear your you talk about your relationship with God and how it's benefited you in the entertainment business, and just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for God to be the glory, I just want to thank you for having me as a guest this morning. I want to thank God for waking us up today, you know, because this is the day that the Lord has made. So God be the glory. And I thank you for being on the show, Dr. Gina, and this platform that you are giving each and every one of us this morning. You know, let me just share a little bit about my history first. I was born under the Catholic Church. My dad is Catholic, so I was Christian Catholic. And then later in life, because my mom is Baptist, I wound up being baptized in the Baptist church. So that afforded me to have both dynamics of Catholicism as well as the Baptist praise and worship in my life. Now, that doesn't mean, Dr. Gina, that I've always had the right relationship with God. You know, I would be like some of us folks and go to church when it was good. You know, Lenten season, Good Friday, Easter, the things that you're supposed to do that you think you're supposed to do, Mother's Day, Christmas, and maybe New Year's Eve. But that didn't mean I was in the right relationship with God, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So through that journey, and this is, I guess, more of a testimony as well as an educational process. And through that journey, I found myself walking, moving in the entertainment field, doing what I do, enjoying what I do, modeling, singing, rapping, not realizing I'm becoming an agent. I left off where I walked into a firm. I heard about an opportunity where they needed a receptionist, walked in there with my confidence, because you got to have confidence when you're applying for a job, right? And supposed to have an interview with the firm, and that finding out the phones is ringing. Never had the interview with the CEO, and I just walked around that desk and started answering the phones because of my skills of working with the phone system, answering 100 calls and entering into 50 trunk lines. Just believing in myself, knowing that I can do this, I said to myself, I would at this moment show people that I can handle doing what I need to do by answering the phones and being a receptionist. That opened up another avenue for me. And that opened up an avenue where the heads of the departments at that firm was forming an agency. They needed a name for the agency. They brought me up with them. They liked the way how I handled what I did as far as answering the phones at the old firm. That was that was General Talent International, where they had all the who's who from Luther Vandross, Diana Ross, everybody that's somebody they had at that firm. Well, the heads of that department were breaking up and forming a new agency. And that's when I was asked to come across and name the company, Pyramid Entertainment Group. And I worked my way up doing what I started doing, answering the phones, managing director, junior agent, vice president, partner of the firm. And that put me in position to work into oblivion. Mind you, I'm still not in a relationship with God, but I'm tithing because I know, okay, I'm working. I better tithe for my blessings. I'm tithing into the artist that I represent. I'm tithing into my family. So I'm thinking I'm doing God's work. Mind you, I'm killing myself at the firm. not realizing I am walking around with fevers of 102, and it would go to 90, and it would go to 110, and it would go to 80. I pass out at a music convention because my job is to book artists, take them across the country. I was working a division, which in that time was considered one of the most hardest divisions to work under. That was the South and the Central South. That means I would take an artist, Isley Brothers, Frankie Beverly, Sherelle, Stephanie Mills, Whispers, and I would book them through a region, meaning I would take them from maybe Delaware to Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and then determine whether or not they should go to Florida or if they should go and head towards Alabama, Texas, and so forth, and pulling the kind of numbers that I was pulling. Never taking care and putting and applying into myself, always focusing on the artist, which drove me into work oblivion. We find out I pass out, I wind up in the hospital, and we realize through a spinal test, it's lupus, SLE lupus.
Wow.
So I've been diagnosed with lupus. And, you know, she don't discriminate. She looks just like you and I, and he looks just like you and I. So I'm in the hospital. I'm thinking, well, what am I going to do? I'm really ready to give up because I have miles on this body, and I'm tired. I've been serving, taking care of artists. I'm tired, making sure my money go where the church say it's supposed to go, and thinking that I'm doing God's work because I'm tithing into the careers of the artists. I would pray more for the artists.
That relationship is so much important, and people don't realize that relationship is very, very important. So once you got to that point, Elise, where, you know, you found out you had lupus and, you know, you realizing that you needed to do more, what was that pivotal moment for you when you came to that place?
Well, I'll tell you, I had formed my agency after realizing I can't walk, after realizing I lost my hair, after realizing I was under 100 pounds, and I'm trying to figure out what am I to do next. I heard the Holy Spirit say, I have to go into business for myself and do this differently. Still not thinking about my relationship with God, but I knew I needed to still maintain what I do. I enjoy what I do, but I'm moving with God, not realizing God is with me all along, and he's been sustaining me all along. So I form Elise Group 7 Agency. I get back in the workforce in 2007 because I'm in a man's world. I got to be competitive, and I have to be able to do what I have to do and hold my own. Through the grace of God, several of the clients came aboard with me, and now I'm representing established artists and booking them all over the world, still driving myself in oblivion. Well, it wasn't until the top of last year, you know, I guess God looked at me and must have said to me, you know, you are putting so much energy into your clients. You know, this is what I'm thinking I'm supposed to do. This is a firm I'm running. I have to keep up with the time. I have to keep these artists going. But I was praying for the artists' deposits, praying for the promoters' success for their shows, prostrating myself on the floor for everyone else and not putting my relationship with God first.
So when did that moment happen? When did that moment happen when you finally came to that place where you, tell us about that moment when you had that moment with God and you said
2015, God started snatching things and changing my life. You know, when he wants to get your undivided attention, because, you know, they say God is a jealous God and you have to put him first.
Yes.
He will shift. You know, he was allowing me to pray for the artist and make things happen. I would pray the promoter needed to get these deposits in, and it would happen, Dr. Gina. But what I realized is he started snatching things from me. He started interrupting my life. You know how he sent his son Jesus to disturb the peace in order to establish it? Well, he came and he started disturbing my peace. Things started shifting. An artist said, okay, we're not going to do this no more. You know, that changed the dynamics of the booking and my roster and my income. And, you know, you go through this period of a dry season when everything you're doing that you're trying to make work is not working. You realize God is trying to get your undivided attention. Then you say, okay, Lord, I'm doing what you have ordered me to design to do, but it's not working. You realize you have to get with God on your face, wash your face in the Word, and open up that book and understand the dynamics of the Word. A friend of mine said, Elise, you need to go back to church. And I said, no. You know, I commune with God, and I'm with the body of Christ, with my body, with God, and I'm all right.
Right.
The Holy Spirit said, you know what? I'm not doing this right. I think what I think I'm doing is right because I'm leaning to my own understanding. But God
right.
said he wants us to have faith in him, okay, and walk by sight, okay, and to maintain our faith as a mustard seed and believe in him and not lean to our own understanding. So I said, let me go. And let me go to this church. And I don't know where I was walking into, where I was going. I walked into an apostolic unity tabernacle of love. And I said, my God, I'm in the wilderness. But I tell you, since I have been back with the Lord and been with the body of Christ, I have seen a change. You know, when you go through the shift, it's a paradigm shift. When you're in a comfort zone and your comfort zone isn't there anymore and it shifts, it's called a paradigm shift. When you are accustomed to things to work in a certain capacity right. and it's snatched away from you, it's a shift. God wants to push you through the pain. It's like being pregnant, Dr. Gina, and you got to have this baby and you got to go through labor. He will push you past the pain.
He sure
you
will. He will definitely do that. He definitely will do that. Elise, I am so glad that you were able to have that transition. And I know that the listeners have been very blessed by your testimony. How can they get in touch with you, Elise?
They can get in contact with me either through my website, www.elisegroup7.com. They can email me at emurray@elisegroup7.com. And I just want to just continue on this. You know, God is good, and it's good to be good, and it's good
all
to do good. And to remember your relationship with God and to push past the pain. Go through the process, because that's what it is. It's a process in order to walk in purpose.
That is so true. Elise, thank you so much for leaving the listeners with that words of encouragement. And I know God is getting all the glory through your journey and him just being such a light in your life. And thank you so much for blessing people with that story today, your life story, your journey. Thank you for being so transparent.
No problem. God bless you. Thank you for this platform. God bless your show. And again, God is good. It's good to do good and it's good to be good.
All right. God bless you, sis. Love you, Elise.
Love you, too. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Kiki Wyatt and you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Make sure y'all check out my new single Sexy Song. Okay, thanks.
Hey sis, hey Sherelle.
Hi Gina, Dr. Hey, how are you?
I'm so glad that you are on. Thank you so much for joining us. Girl, everybody is excited about you being on, Sherelle. We had Michael on before you, and we had Elise Murray, and they were awesome. But I know the listeners, as they have been blessed by those two and encouraged by those two, I know that they are so excited to get in touch with Sherelle and see what Sherelle's been doing. How are you doing?
I am blessed. I cannot complain. I can't complain. I won't complain. How about that?
You can't, because we love you so much, Sherelle. I'm telling you, with hits like Things I Miss at Home and, you know, all of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, Love,
and
it just goes on and on and on. You were the girl's girl, okay? You represented for us. I mean, Detroit loved you. I mean, they still love you so much. You represented Detroit so to the fullest, girl.
That's right. That's my city. That's my city. Ride or die. The D is my city.
Girl, please, Sherelle, tell us, I mean, from that moment, when you first came out, Sherelle, did you know that you were going to be the girl's girl? Did you know that you was going to represent those girls that, you know, I mean, you were a voice. You represented some of the things at that time we wanted to do and maybe couldn't do, but we wanted to. So we kind of vicariously lived through your lyrics. I mean, did you know that that's the girl that you were going for? I mean, really?
No, I didn't. I had no earthly idea. First of all, I didn't have an image. You know, I was just me. And it's really funny because if you go back and look at it from the beginning, from Sherelle from the beginning till now, it's almost like you can watch me transition, because, you know, I was just a church girl. I wore all my clothes up to my neck. You know what I mean? I was that cozy girl. You don't let nothing show. You know what I mean? So to actually watch my transition, go, you know, being an artist, and I think outside of the transition part of, you know, turning into the Sherelle girl, however, it was, I was so shy. I was really shy. And I'm still like that. But a lot of people don't know that. It's just that when I hit the stage, or when I, you know, as soon as I always look at that as being my pulpit. And that's when I come alive. The stage has always been looked upon for me as my pulpit, because I've always said, if I can save one person, you know, you don't always have to be in the church, but when you have tens and twenties of thousands of people that come hear you sing a song, you better deliver a message as well. And that's how I always felt, and I used it for that. But no, to say the most, no, I did not think I was a girl, really. I didn't. Never looked at it like that. Never.
It's just, we wouldn't have never known that you were shy. And so this is what's so amazing about you and your energy while you are on stage. And even when, you know, in your performances, period, we just wouldn't have never known. Can you tell us about your relationship? I know you speak about your relationship with God. Can you tell us what this journey has been like for you from, you know, back then until now, and just how he's been such a major part in your life?
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot of people, and sometimes I'm perturbed with it. When I hear people that go through trials and tribulations in this business, and I hear a lot of people like, oh, I'm not going to be in the business anymore, blah, 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 blah. And I always, you know, I'm always straddling, you know, the fence on that, because when it was good to you, or when it was working for you, not in his favor, but for you, then everything's good. But soon as he takes favor off what is working for you and not in, for him, then it's the worst thing in the world. The music business is the worst thing in the world. I don't like that, because let me tell you something. What God has given us as a, and not just me, and I say us because it's a world full. It's a, you know, it takes a village. So when, what he's given us, and which is called the Psalms, a voice. Do you follow what I mean? You can use it how you need it to be used. You follow me? So what I do is I see, you know, like I've seen a lot of my artist friends jump off beyond, you know, I'm the R&B girl, jump off of that. And then I'm the gospel girl. Then I don't want to be the gospel girl. Then I'm going back. Well, all of it is in his name anyway. You following me? All of it is in his namesake. So when you, and in my struggle, see, I don't have that. And I hate to say this, Dr. Gina, but I don't have that story. And sometimes it's really, really hard for me, even in interviews, because I don't have that story. Only story I can say is thank you, Jesus. And I thank God. I don't have, you know, I've had to learn along the way, because, and that comes because I was in my teens. So, of course, I'm a do what a 19-year-old is going to do. I'm going to do what a 20-year-old is going to do. I'm going to do what a 21-year-old is going to do. The goodness of that is I did know Jesus before I got here. You follow what I'm saying? And I had a family that was in the same position, you know, to teach me who was first and foremost in my life. So
right.
I don't have that story of, you know, the sad story about falls and trials and tribulations that I brought upon myself.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy didn't do it. Do you follow what I mean? The enemy didn't do it. These are fleshly things I brought upon myself. So when I don't have, when it comes, and I'm always, in my growth in this business has, because I'm accountable. I don't say the devil made me do it. I did this in flesh. I know what I did. I knew what I was doing. I don't play the blame game. I'm not, I feel the same way about God when I don't have a dime. It's the same way I feel about him when I got I got about 50 more dimes than the dime I don't have. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't have that. Yeah. And I'm like, hear people say, well, I did this and I was doing this before I did this. And I was putting myself here before I should have put myself there. Well, see, I never compromised me.
Wow.
I've never compromised me. I've never compromised me and nor the God in me. So I don't have that story. Do you understand what I'm saying? So
I
career
think that's good.
Great.
That everybody don't have to have that story, Sherelle, at all.
You see what I mean?
Everybody doesn't have to have that story, Sherelle. And I mean, I think it's great that, you know, just you being an example of, it's a lot of people. You're speaking for a lot of people that actually are in, you know, R&B, or they might be a DJ, or they might be working in a field that's not, you know, gospel, but they have a relationship with God. So, you know, for you to say that, and that's why I'm glad that this platform is here, because I want people to know that there's church folks that listen to secular music that claim to be religious and all that. And then you got, and then they look down possibly on the artists that they're listening to because they're not gospel artists. And so that's where I feel like God has placed me in a position to bridge that gap. I really feel like it's about people having a relationship with God.
That's
and we don't know the prayers, behind the scenes.
Right.
And we don't know how people ask and, you know, God's grace and favor be upon their life. Now, that if everybody was presented under the light and God was before us, we would all fall short.
Come on now. You better say that.
You know,
you
we would all
that.
Fall short. And I
come
know
on.
Just as many preachers.
Come on.
You know, and so, I'm not shunning on anyone, but I just love the transparency of this platform, because one speaking to another from whatever position, one might be more, you know, pray more than the other, or one might fast more than the other, but I feel like coming together, we can sharpen each other's iron, and we can elevate each other up. You know, your testimony is good to share, because people would think that you might have had a trial and tribulation in the industry, because that's the stories that we always hear about. And so for you to be able to say, no, God has really kept me through the years, even through my shortcomings, and I love the way you said it. When I was 19, I did what a 19 would do.
What a 19-year-old do.
People don't want to know what I did at 19. Well, it's in my book.
We all, let me tell you something. God has the same plan. You know, normally by the time we all turn 30, our eyes start going bad. Everybody got to get some glasses. You know, because the fight is 1 to 50.
Right.
That's when your flesh takes it from 1 to 50. But when that 50 hits you, that 50 mark, he got the wheel. You be trying to say, Lord, Jesus, what have I done? I said, okay, I got you. I had 50 years, I made it. I made that half a century. 50 years through everything I went through, the good, the bad, the walking in things that I knew I shouldn't have walked into. See, my whole thing is this, Dr. G, is that, you know, I believe in the word of accountability.
Yes.
And when I say that, is because sometimes us as the flesh and us as being emotional, you know, in human flesh, we can sometimes have the tendency to use the devil just like we can use Jesus.
As an excuse to do wrong, right, Sherelle?
As an excuse to do wrong. See, I wasn't that kid. I was never that kid. Everything, because I didn't never want to say, I say I'm not one to use the enemy and Jesus on the same tongue. I ain't never been that girl. One, I said, I can't say, oh, the devil made me do it. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. I can't. I'm not using that on the same time. I'm going to say, Sherelle, your flesh, weak, dumb move. Oop, you did it. Yes, you did. Not the devil. And I knew exactly what I was doing.
Right, exactly.
Then I'll say, thank you, Jesus.
But see, this is why we love you, Sherelle, because you've always been so totally transparent and down to earth. I mean, yeah. How can we not love your little tiny self with all this? And they don't know this about you, but you get your hustle on. Tell us what
I'm
you've
gonna
been
get
doing
it
lately.
I'm going to get it on. And you know what? And that's what I love about the goodness of God and his grace and mercy. That's what I love about it, because let me tell you, I always tell people, it's two things you can live with and two things you can live by. And the word tells it all. It's the truth and the lie.
Right.
Heaven or hell.
Right.
Now, the truth, I tell my friends, I say this all the time, radio listeners, the truth gonna set me free. I don't care about how you want to deal with it, but I know I'm going to walk in it in my own.
Right. Everybody gonna have to walk in their own truth.
You gotta walk in your own. So
the truth gonna set us free, right? That's the truth.
That's the truth. And it's so easy. I tell people, let me tell you something. Don't nobody have no heaven or hell to stick you in. You know what I mean? So come on. You deal with it and be honest with yourself. And trust me, y'all listening to my voice. Trust me, life is living. And the trees and the animals and all the things in summer, spring, winter, spring, fall, all of the days, everything will be, you will look at it in a whole different light. It just, that, you know, and that's the first thing I think we as one have to stop doing to one another. Passing judgment is one.
Right.
I can't stand that. And your problem ain't no deeper than nobody else's problem.
Right.
You might have a $5 problem. Somebody else might have a $5 million problem. But that $5 problem means the same as the $5 million problem.
You got that right, Sherelle.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you doing anything, any events coming up in the near
future?
Oh, yeah.
I was just home in Detroit for New Year's. I'm in Dallas. I go to Dallas. I go to Chicago. I will be in San Francisco the weekend, of course, Super Bowl. I'm in Toronto, actually. I'm doing a play in Toronto. What else am I doing? I haven't stopped. And the other thing that I want to say that I'm doing is I am blessing others. I'm in the 50 and Fine Club now.
Okay. Hey, I'm right there. I'm right knocking at the door on my birthday Friday, Sherelle, on the 12th. I'll
okay,
be
well, I'm going to have to call you and say happy birthday to you online, on the air.
But you're going to call me, yes.
I'm going to call
gonna
you.
Be, where are you going to be at on the 12th?
In February.
Yes.
And, you talking about February? Chicago? I think so. Chicago. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll talk before then. So, Sherelle, are you on any social media or anything like that?
Well, you know what? I'm not a social media girl. I have people. I'm gonna be honest. I have people, but I do have a Facebook, Sherelle Walton.
Okay.
There's a Facebook, so you have to find me on Facebook, and I do look at it. I do. I ain't going to sit here and tell you that I'm the one that's going to sit here and type you all kinds of letters and notes. And the only reason why, you guys, is because I'm busy 98% of the time. And 98% of the time, I'm busy. I got in for 24 hours in a day. 8 of them I got to eat. 8 of them I got to sleep. And the other 8 I got to work. So, I don't get a chance.
Let me. Oh my God. Okay, so
I told you this was going to be a good one. You know how me and you get on the phone, how you and I do it. Silly stuff going on,
but it's so real and so transparent. And that's what I love about talking to you. And I want to know this. Okay, so with everything that you said, what do you want to leave with the listeners? The bottom line to it all, you know, just just sum up what you want to get them. What you want to tell them? Advice as far as being in the industry and all that.
This is what I want to tell you. Is first of all, I want to start here. God does not abort dreams, only you do. So, to say that is whatever you choose to do in this industry or in your life, know why you're into this. Don't use this as I want to be famous, I want to be a star, because star spelled backwards is wreck. So that's not what you want to be. Now, if you want to give something to the world that God gave you that everybody don't have, and that's a voice, then you do it. And you do it, and you open your arms up to it, and make sure you understand it's not you. It is God's gift to you. Use it. Take care of it. Do the right thing by it. And let me tell you something. You couldn't ask for a better gift.
Wow. And you, when you say rats, can you elaborate on that?
because in this industry, because they'll chew you up, girl. They will chew you up at you. Look, you know how rats do cheese.
Yeah.
Girl, they will chew. That star thing will go out the window. You can ask some of the biggest people. Like, I don't believe that. I believe the stars wasn't meant for me.
Right.
To be on stage with. That's not the star. You understand? Okay. That's what I try to tell people. That ain't the star we're talking about. They're two different types of stars. You dig what I mean? And we're not that star. You follow me? That's way above. That's too high for me.
But you've had a good run, Sherelle, and like I said, just thank God. I'm so thankful for the songs that you have. even though I'm in my position with the Lord right now, and I ain't trying to have
and
no fans right now, I still find myself singing your songs every now and again when I hear.
Well, let me tell you something, and that goes back to. And I have all the friends in the world that's on both sides. I don't even put them in, because see, there again, we start putting things in categories.
Exactly.
Whether you know it or not, you download judging. I call that judging on the download. We don't even know we're doing it. I'm accountable for it too. Trust me.
I'm just saying for me, Sherelle, I love the songs. I'm going to continue to listen to them. I'm saying,
you're so sweet.
I'm going to continue. I listen to the songs. They play them on the R&B station all the time, and I love each and every one of them. And I'm just saying, when those songs were out, I was in one place, and then, we both,
everybody has grown into another place.
But I'm saying, your beats, the music, the lyrics, everything you're singing is just beautiful.
Thank you, G. So let me tell you something. Radio listeners, everything, every word that comes out of my mouth, it comes out with God first in my heart. So if it's something that's wrong, charge it to my head. Don't charge it to my heart.
Well, you know I love you, sis. So you know what? We keep it real with one another. And this is Sherelle, y'all. You got to just give it up to her. She's going to give you show, honey.
No question.
This is Sherelle.
Don't let the spirit hit me, because you're going to get that too.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Sherelle, for joining
us
so much.
All right.
Bye, love.
Remember, God wants excellence from us. You can't achieve excellence unless you first excel. Please join us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat every other Wednesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, and 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, loving you.